Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Our star this week is Pamela Baird. We have a little story to tell you this week about charity and about a little girl and her father who discovered that charity means more than just a handout. Much, much more. Our story is titled A Good Angel and was written by Arthur Tibbles. With Pamela Baird starring as Gretchen Steiner, here is Act One of A Good Angel.
Except you will have to help me unlace this heavy old boot.
Yeah, Gretchen, I'll help you with the boot. I'll just sit down in this chair beside the bed. So. Such a great noise I heard. You fell down once again, yeah?
Oh, it was nothing, Papa. My own fault. I tried to hurry too much. See, I'm all right. Really, I am.
Now, you take the foot and it is so ugly boot. So. Yeah, scuffing badly, that boot. We need a new one.
If only you didn't have to go out every night to work. You work so hard. And every night, Papa.
Sure, but how else? See, I'm lucky to have now a job. And how else am I able to be home in the daytime, There. Your foot so, and off comes the boot now. Next week, from the paycheck, perhaps we have some money, and we get a new boot for this foot. So. Now, she get into bed, little Gretchen. It's late already.
Oh, but first, I will kneel and you will listen to my prayers, Papa.
Yeah, and in your prayers, you remember not to ask...
For my foot to be well?
Yeah.
It is such an ugly foot. All bent, so I have to walk on my ankle.
But your foot is how the Lord made the foot, that is, club foot.
Other little girls have such pretty feet.
Then heaven gives you such a club foot. Now, to ask heaven to change this foot? No. Such prayers we don't make here.
Yes, Papa. As you say.
What now?
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And please bless Mama, who is up there in heaven with you. And Papa, who works so very hard all the time. And my brothers, Carl and Fritz and Willie. And please, may Papa not have to work always so hard every night and be sometimes so cross because he is tired. And we would be so happy, God, if next winter it is not so cold in Central City because Papa does not have many dollars to spend for coal. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, young lady. That's a real shouting voice you have. And the boys should hear that, all right.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm just calling my brothers. Papa wants them to come in for supper. We have supper early.
Oh, and the boys want to keep on playing ball. Well, brothers are like that. They're down at the other end of the block, and I guess they just can't hear you. You'd better run on down there. Down where they have home plate.
Run down the block?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brothers can hear me if they want to. I can holler real loud. Listen. Carl! Fritz! Willie!
Well, yes, but I still think... I am sorry. Your foot, I didn't...
Oh, that's just my old club foot. But I can get around all right, just the same. Up and down, 3 flights of stairs. Easy as pie.
Say, I bet you do. Big girl like you. How old are you?
7. Almost.
7? Almost. Well, now, that's fine and dandy. And you live
there? Right here, number 276. I never go very far from home because Papa's told me not to, and...
And I'll bet he's told you not to start talking to strangers, too, eh?
Well, he has, and...
Well, I'd better introduce myself, then, so you and I won't be strangers. My name is Bill Watson. You see, I know most of the boys and girls in this area.
I'm Gretchen Steiner. Now, I must be calling...
You see, I'm principal of the 26th Street School. Your two older brothers go to school there. And I suppose you'll come to my school after you finish grade school, eh?
Oh, grade school?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, but... Well, you know, Mr. Watson, I never... Well, I just never started school. Not yet, because, well, it is sort of a long walk over to Maple Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I can read, and I write a little bit, too, and spell just loads of words. Papa teaches me when he has time. And my brothers help me to read the funny papers.
I see.
And my father works nights, all night, just so he can be home with us kids in the daytime. And he says he's awfully lucky to have a job at all. The way people just don't buy anything nowadays, with the depression and everything. There's lots of people around here on relief.
Yes, I know. Business is pretty slow, but...
My father says that the people on relief are just no-gooders. He says he just won't take any kind of help from anyone. That's what Papa says. And he means it, too. Like my foot.
Yes, Gretchen, your foot.
Well, there was some lady. She was visiting the folks down on the first floor. And that was one time I sort of slipped when I was going down the stairs. And anyhow, well, she helped me to get up. Oh, she was real nice and pretty, too. She had the loveliest coat with a fur collar and everything.
But about your foot, Gretchen.
Oh, yes. Well, she said if I was to go to a hospital, there is some way they can fix up my foot.
Oh?
She went out and told Papa that, too, but Papa didn't like it.
Well, what did your Papa say?
Papa got real red in the face. He talked real loud and shouted sort of. And he said he didn't want any old charity from anybody. That when he got some money, he'd get the doctors to fix my foot.
Hmm.
And besides, if the Lord saw fit to give me a club foot, well, that's just the way the Lord wanted my foot to be. And there isn't any changing. Mr. Watson?
Yes, Gretchen?
Was that lady telling the truth? Could a hospital and the doctors, could they sort of... Well, you can see what my club foot is like. Could they sort of just...
Gretchen, doctors and hospitals can do wonderful things.
But I was born like this.
I know.
Gretchen, come up the stairs. I this minute. Tell your boys they should hurry up. All night, I cannot wait here. 2 minutes I wait, not 1 second more.
Gretchen, one of these days, I'm going to come up and have a talk with your father. Since he's home in the daytime...
But then he would find out that I told you. He would think that I'm complaining, and I'm really not. I'm just sort of dreaming. And I've got to go now, Mr. Watson. My brothers are coming. Maybe I will get to go to your 26th Street school someday. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Gretchen. Well, maybe it's just the truant office in my blood, but I'm going to have a talk with Willie Steiner about that girl. Him and his idea that a man who accepts help when it's truly needed is a no-gooder. Mr. Willie Steiner, for that child's sake, you're going to learn the facts of life. The hard way, if necessary.
Good morning, Miss Steiner. And from the school you're coming, yeah?
Yes, from the 26th Street School. The school your sons Carl and Fritz attend.
If those boys of mine, if they've done something wrong, you tell me. I make them to be good boys. And pretty quick I make them to be good. Don't you forget that, mister.
No. Your boys are good boys, Mr. Steiner. Well-behaved, good students.
Well, that's better they should be, sir. But if the boys... They are not wrong?
No.
Then what reason should have come here to see me, please?
I wonder, Mr. Steiner, would you mind... Your little girl's here. I should like to discuss something with you alone. Perhaps it would be better if...
Well, so you want to talk with me alone? My little Gretchen, she is not here, huh?
Please.
Good. Well, yeah. Maybe, Gretchen, better maybe you should go out for a little walk, in the hall. You'll be very careful when you're downstairs you go, yeah?
Yes, Papa. I'll just take my doll with me. I'll go downstairs, Papa. If Mary Lou isn't home, I'll go all the way down the stoop, Pa.
She's a good child. Now, you will talk, Miss Steiner. Yeah.
About that daughter of yours, yes.
Well, so there is something wrong. She's mostly in the house. She's not often in the streets.
Your daughter's almost 7 years old, Mrs. Steiner.
Seven. Mm-hmm. In August, she is 7 years old.
And not yet started in school.
Oh, so, yeah. This is why you have come here to talk with me. Well, it's not easy for Gretchen to walk. A special shoe I buy for this club foot she has, and I think perhaps better she does not get go for a while to school.
Well, she should have entered school this year.
Yeah, but for her, I think perhaps 1-2 years later on.
I don't want to be harsh, Mr. Steiner, but the law says...
5-6 years old, they should go to school. But for a child who is a cripple...
Well, if necessary, there is a special school. And for a youngster like her, education is particularly important.
Yeah, this is one thing about which I do not argue. That's a great thing, education. Mm-hmm. To learn, to know, to have a good job like you, mister. You're smart. Not like me. You don't work so many hours for not so little money. For my sons in this country, they will learn much. They make better future than did their father.
And your daughter, too, Mr. Steiner. All kinds of opportunities for her. Teaching, or... Well, no, so many other careers are possible for a woman nowadays.
For women?
Surely.
So, well, maybe that is good. Maybe it's not so good.
For a crippled child to grow up missing a normal childhood... Play, laughter.
Ah, but she's a happy child, Gretchen.
Well, she must be happier. More nearly normal. This club foot. Something can be done for that.
Nein. That is the will of the Lord, mister. Like this, the foot
is a little short of criminal for a child to remain crippled. Modern medicine and surgery.
No. For the right people, perhaps. But for poor folk. Where would men like me get hundreds of dollars? Thousands, perhaps, for doctors, for hospitals. And maybe so, after all they do, they don't fix the foot. No.
But if you can't afford it, there are charitable institutions.
Charity? I was kicked this word charity right down the stairs. School, this says the law. So next year she goes to school. And that is all, you understand. From no one, Willy Steiner takes charity.
That was the first act of A Good Angel, starring Pamela Baird as Gretchen Steiner. You may be interested in knowing that the main events in the story are true. Names and places have been changed, but the story proper happened. You may also be interested in the fact that the little girl is now a captain in the Salvation Army and has been serving for a number of years in India. But what is even more important is that two great organizations, the Shriners Hospitals for Crippled Children and the Salvation Army, each doing tremendous and vital work in their respective fields, can work together equally as well and produce even more wonderful results. Here is real service in action. Here is proof that charity doesn't mean just a handout. It means love. Now, Act Two of A Good Angel with Pamela Baird as Gretchen.
I tell you, Miss Tanner, you wouldn't believe that there could be such people as this man Steiner.
From what you've told me, he isn't a bad or a cruel man.
No, far from that. He's just a stubborn idiot, that's all.
He works, takes care of 4 motherless children.
I know, but that little girl, the condition of her foot. And she could be such a happy, lovely child. Even now she looked like a little blonde angel. Until you notice that ugly, deformed foot, that horrible boot, that pathetic, dragging, twisting walk. We've got to do something. That's why I've come here to the Shrine Hospital. I've read about your wonderful work with children, and I...
It is wonderful work.
True. But first, I know you've got to make a proper investigation, at the parents' request, but don't you think she'd qualify as a patient?
Well, from all you've told me, yes.
Good.
She's under 13 years old. Her parents, in this case parent, even though he is working, can't afford proper surgery, mm-hmm. hospitalization. But if this Mr.
Miss Steiner.
If you'll have Mr. Steiner come in here to our office, if he qualifies, which I'm sure he will, the next step is to bring in the little girl for examination.
Yes, but that's a hurdle which I'm afraid we can never get over. All Steiner will talk about is paying for what he gets.
Oh.
And as far as charity, well, You just mention that word, and 6 feet two of stubborn German is ready to leap through the ceiling.
I know the type. Something must be done.
Yes.
Bill Watson, school teacher, sticks out all over you. Worse even than your ears. You're going to have everything right or else.
Well, you know, you're a pretty stubborn gal yourself. Hmm. Doing graduate research and social work, spending your vacation at State University.
All right, Bill Watson. You want me to go around and see this man, Steiner, and the little girl. Gretchen,
right.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'll go with you. No telling what Steiner...
Oh, don't worry. After some of the places I've had to go into... Really, we can't make Steiner do this. Well, I know you can get a court order for a medical examination of the child to determine whether she should go to a special school for crippled children, but...
Now, you fix that foot and the child won't need any special school. Yes, I can get that court order, but if I do, Steiner will get his back up so high, pour on so much of that old country stubbornness, the girl will never have a chance. If she had had the proper treatment when she was smaller, you bet this operation wouldn't be necessary.
Perhaps. But sometimes congenital deformities need... Well, that's the water over the dam now. Here, give me that address. You say the father is at home during the daytime?
Yes, he gets up around noon.
Oh, dear, what'll I say to him? What can I do? Well, I'll have to map my campaign after I survey the battleground.
Oh, Miss Tanner, are you really from school?
Not exactly, Gretchen, but what I came to see your dad about does have a great deal to do with school. You'll like going to school, won't you, Gretchen?
Oh, I'll just love school. I know I will. Carl and Fitz have told me all about it. Such wonderful things, and... But I guess I can't go to the regular school. Not with his foot.
Oh, nonsense, Gretchen, dear. After we talk with your father... Oh, he will be home soon, won't he?
Oh, just any minute, I think. Oh, there's Papa now. I always know his step. He just went to the store for some hamburgers.
Well, we'll soon know if he's as stubborn as Watson says.
Oh, Papa, do hurry. There's a nicest lady here. She came to talk to you about me going to school.
So much excitement. That's not good. Oh, a lady?
She's right here, and her name is Miss Tanner. She's awfully pretty, and it's about my going to school. To school.
So, and, sure, I'm Miss Tanner, hmm?
Yes, and you are Gretchen's father.
I put down this bundle. Ah, those stairs, it cannot be, but they seem always to get steeper.
And those stairs, for Gretchen.
Well, it is cheap there and here, and for the girl, she must have her own bedroom. And I am not made of money.
Of course. But if she could run and skip up those stairs the way we all did when we were children...
Ach, that is impossible with a foot like that child's foot.
Her foot doesn't have to be like that.
Hmm. From the school, you can. Now, that I will talk about. But Gretchen's club foot, is that your business?
Actually, it's Gretchen's business. Her life. But, Mr. Steiner, I am not from the school board.
Ah.
And wait. Mr. Watson told me about Gretchen. He came to me at the Shrine Hospital. He wants you to bring Gretchen there for her examination. Nothing else, unless...
So? You have not told me all the truth. Oh,
please, you said yourself you didn't want the public hospital.
I want only for what I pay.
I understand all that, Mr. Steiner, but if you bring Gretchen to the Shrine Hospital just for her examination, nothing more...
For examination. For that only, for nothing else.
It'll be just as you decide.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, the Shriners, I think I see them once. They are like Turks does. What do they call those kind of hats?
Fezzes? That's right.
Fezzes, yeah. And in the newspaper, I'm reading from these hospitals, money they make with the circus, yeah?
That's right. They raise money in many ways.
Yeah, that's charity. Now, you're right. I know that's fine hospital for children. One fellow from the shop, they are work. He tells me this much. You think that perhaps this foot from my baby, that this, it does not worry me?
Of course it does, Mr. Steiner. And I'm sure that what
you are holding on to your horses. Not so quick like that. So, and I bring my Gretchen to the hospital for examination only.
Mr. Steiner, you bring Gretchen to the Shrine Hospital next Monday morning. Be there at 11 o'clock for the examination. Nothing more. I'll be there to meet both of you and...
So that... Gretchen can go to school, yeah, for that, and for nothing more. Yeah. So now you have already shown me through the hospital, Miss Tanner.
And you've seen the work we're doing. All the children getting well. Do you think there's anything wrong with all of this?
Charity.
Mr. Steiner, you say charity. All right. But have you ever thought of this? All the people who give their money, the Shriners who give their time, who work so hard endlessly to make all of this possible?
That is a fact, yeah.
Have you ever thought of these people? The givers, Mr. Steiner. You have read the Bible.
I read a good book. I try perhaps to live like it teaches.
And it says it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, please wait. Here you have an opportunity to give.
Me? To give? What have I to give?
You have an opportunity to give your Gretchen a normal life. To be gay, carefree, a happy child. Yes, you can give her that chance. Just as the others have given to this hospital to make this work possible.
I give. That is a new idea to me. I give when I have nothing to give.
Or you can let your child go on as she is. Wearing a heavy, ugly boot, walking all her life on the side of her foot, limping along on her ankle. Is that giving your child anything? Or is that taking something away from Gretchen? Taking away.
Now that you make this seem not so bad. I like charity.
You talk to the doctor, he told you. The whole thing may take months, perhaps more than a single operation. A cast on her foot, muscle re-education, learning to walk properly without a boot or crutches or cane. She'll be able to play and to swim, Mr. Steiner. Won't you give all this to your child?
It's so confusing, this is.
Well, all you need to do is to sign the papers. I've read them to you.
But all this, it costs thousands of dollars, or five, perhaps ten. And
with a few strokes of this pen, you can give Gretchen a happy life.
But my child, where is she now?
With Dr. Mason. He's showing her the x-rays of her foot.
She understands all this. Operations in the bed, out from bed, for perhaps a long time, for many months. This she understands? That it is painful, that it is not success.
Mrs. Steiner, Dr. Mason has youngsters of his own. He loves children. And the way he explains everything to them, of course Gretchen understands. And...
Well, better we have the child in here.
All right. I'll call her right in here and listen to him.
And you will stay with us, Miss Tanner. You tell Gretchen she is to come in, yeah?
All right. Dr. Mason, is it all right if Gretchen comes into the office now? Thank you. Come along, Gretchen.
Oh, Miss Tanner, the doctor showed me the pictures. He's so nice. He showed me the pictures of the crooked old bones in my foot and just how he can fix those bones. And, oh, I didn't know you were in here, Papa.
So, you think it is nice here in the hospital?
Oh, everybody is so wonderful.
You know, in hospital, perhaps the doctors say, hurt Gretchen a little bit.
Oh, Papa, Dr. Mason told me, nobody feels hardly anything. Just, well, when they give you real sleepy medicine, you feel on your arm just like a mosquito bite. And, Papa?
And you think that perhaps your father has done wrong, that he leaves you to walk on such a foot?
Papa, whatever you do is right. I know that.
Well, but... that's not so easy. That's what I must say. Gretchen.
Yes, Papa?
You do not remember Mama, eh? How straight she walked, how proud, and how she cried when she first saw your little foot.
I remember. But, oh, Papa, I love you so very much.
Well, I wish only that everything I could give you that... Gretchen... You would like it, You will stay here with Miss Tanner and the doctors?
Stay here? Just stay here?
No, to stay here, to let perhaps the doctors... Well, sure, but perhaps the doctors can do.
To make my foot almost pretty?
Yeah, there are those things like that you would like,
Oh, Papa.
Yeah, Miss Tanner?
Yes?
Would you give here a piece of paper, and a pen? To me... This work is still charity.
Papa, you're such a good papa.
Mrs. Steiner, I'm glad you came early this afternoon. Gretchen's doing better every day. But there is something I want to talk to you about, if you don't mind.
Whatever you say. All these months, they're so kind to Gretchen and to me.
Oh, nonsense. Now...
But she's not here, not on the porch in her wheelchair.
It may be only 3 months, Mr. Steiner, but we have a fine surprise for you. She knew you were on your way out to the port, so you call her. That's what she wants you to do.
Yeah, but I don't
Go ahead, call her.
Litron! Litron! That's my girl.
Here I am, Papa. Watch. I'm going to walk all the way across the porch. See? Surprise! Surprise!
Oh, she walks good, so straight on that foot there.
See, I can walk just as straight as Carl or Fritz or Willie. See, Papa?
That is wonderful. That's so wonderful.
And we've got another surprise for you, too. A real big surprise. Isn't it, Miss Tanner? Mm-hmm. Please, you tell him. You tell Papa.
But there's nothing wrong.
Wrong? Oh, no, Mr. Steiner. Gretchen's walking and standing as straight as can be, you see. But
there is nothing wrong?
I'm going to learn how to run and to swim and to play all sorts of games. I can leave the hospital any time now.
But we must live in the same place, in the street, to run, to play, until you're strong and sure.
Oh, no, Papa. All you have to do is, well, you will say yes, won't you, Papa? You will say yes to Miss Tanner, that I can go to camp for a while, to a real wonderful camp, and Willie, too?
Now, what kind of business? What is this summer camp?
Oh, it's a wonderful place where kids can go to the country and play.
You and Willie? Well, that would be wonderful, but already you have so much, and...
If you're willing, Mr. Steiner, yes, summer camp. You see, the Shrine is not alone in helping people. Like the summer camp. The Salvation Army has summer camps for youngsters who need the wonderful experience of country living with children of their own age. All you need to do is to say the word.
And then I'll know how to play with other kids when I start school, regular school, when I can learn just everything. Papa, you know what I'm going to be when I grow up?
When you grow up?
I'm going to do something where I can help people. Really, I am, Papa. But, Papa, I can go to camp, to the Salvation Army camp.
It is all right that you should go, Miss Tanner?
The finest thing in the world for her, after the hospital.
I can go, can't I, Papa?
She'll be well taken care of, Mr. Steiner.
And then, she goes. And that old proverb, when a child stumbles, a good angel puts his hand under to help. So, the Shriners Hospital, and now the Salvation Army. This is not charity, no. This is love.
So ends the final act of A Good Angel, starring Pamela Baird as Gretchen. Be sure and listen in again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army and is one of the programs selected to be heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening and have a happy week ahead.